some blue states are passing laws that expand the number of health care providers able to perform abortions. That's part of their preparation for an influx of out-of-state patients, with the possibility of Roe v. Wade being overturned this summer. Illinois is one of those states. It passed a law in 2019 making access to reproductive health care, including abortion, a legal right in the state. Here's Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker at a Planned Parenthood clinic in the state reacting to the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade.
Since 2015, the number of out-of-state patients coming to Illinois to make their own decisions about whether, where, and how to be a parent has tripled. And without action from Congress, it's set to soar. When women come here to this state, you are welcomed in Illinois. You are supported. You are safe. You won't need to suffer additional trauma. You'll be treated with dignity and empathy and compassion.
With divided government and an existing abortion ban on the books from 1849, Wisconsin most likely won't move in a similar direction. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If Roe is overturned, many people will have to travel to other states if they want to seek an abortion. What are your thoughts on that? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Alice Miranda Olstein is a healthcare reporter for Politico covering the Capitol Hill beat. Alice, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
We're hearing a lot in the news, Alice, about states passing new restrictions, including today Oklahoma, it looks like. How widespread are these states trying to make abortion more accessible right now?
So because of the makeup of which party controls state legislatures and governorships right now, the bulk of the action is definitely on the side that wants to ban and restrict access to abortion. However, as you noted, you know, Illinois, California, many other states that are more progressive and supportive of abortion rights are moving in that direction. And it's a sort of a multi-front campaign. They're both trying to pass more legal protections for abortion rights that can apply to not only state residents, but those who might come from out of state. But also, you know, they know that having a legal right on paper doesn't necessarily mean people will be able to obtain an abortion if they want one. We've seen that for decades. You know, even with Roe versus Wade on the books, abortion has become inaccessible for millions of people in the country. And so a lot of states are also taking steps to remove financial barriers to the procedure. And expand the number of people who are trained to actually provide abortions, because there is a concern of shortages on that front as well.
And a recent piece you wrote keyed in on that last issue. You just mentioned the idea of changing laws to expand the number of providers who can legally provide abortions. What kind of things are we seeing in states that are doing that?
That's right. So this is something that some states did a long time ago, but with the increased attention on this issue and the expectation that the Supreme Court will soon overturn Roe versus Wade, which will clear the way for, you know, potentially dozens of states to enact bans, the expectation is that a lot of people will be traveling to the states that maintain abortion rights. And there's a concern that because there are so few trained abortion providers, that the current clinics will be just completely inundated and overwhelmed, and that will cause delays. And that will impact not only the people who are coming in from out of state, but also the people who live in these states. And so, you know, for a while, there's sort of been this feeling from a lot of places that, you know, this is a red state problem. This won't affect me, but this will absolutely affect everyone. And so you have states, you know, most recently Maryland, but several others have looked at allowing more kinds of medical workers to provide abortions early in pregnancy, especially. So that's nurse practitioners, midwives, other so-called advanced practice clinicians. Illinois has not done that yet, but they are under pressure to do so because they are surrounded by so many states that are expected to enact bans.
And things vary from state to state. Can you talk about, on a practical level, how these laws would do this? Would they allow those different categories you just mentioned, the nurse practitioners or midwives or physician assistants, to do any abortion procedure, or are they allowed to do some, but surgeons required to do others. How would this work in practice?
So yes, it varies state to state, and we have a handy map in our report that folks can look up showing what the laws are in each state. And so some allow these non-physicians to do both medication abortions, so literally just prescribing someone a pill, which is only you can do within the first 10 weeks of pregnancy, as well as procedural abortions, again, early in pregnancy. And what we are hearing from medical groups like the World Health Organization and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists is that they support allowing this because they, you know, it's been studied. This is something California has allowed for several years now. And so there's data showing it's, you know, just as safe as having doctors do this. And also, folks argue that having these earlier, more straightforward procedures and cases be handled by non-physicians frees up the small number of trained physicians to handle the more complex cases that might need more attention.
Talking to Alice Miranda Olstein from Politico, looking at states, some states around the country looking to make abortion more accessible in the event of the overturning of Roe v. Wade later this year. And Alice, there is, of course, opposition. First of all, groups opposed to abortion in the states that are passing these laws. What kind of things did you hear from them?
Yes. Yeah, so there has been some pushback from the medical community. You know, they tend to be very territorial about so-called scope of practice issues. There have been lots of legal fights around, you know, non-physicians giving vaccinations and flu shots. And so these kind of arguments are nothing new. And medical groups tend to be defensive of their turf, of their members' turf. But we found in our reporting that really most of the pushback is coming from anti-abortion conservatives, not from medical groups. And so you have testifying against these proposals in different states. It's mainly coming from anti-abortion advocacy groups.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jeff is with us in Superior. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, thank you for this discussion. I am in favor of Roe v. Wade being overturned. I like the idea that the power would go back to the states to decide the legality of abortion. My only thought is the best way to prevent an abortion is to not get pregnant. And, you know, there's other ways of being sexually active without causing pregnancy. Thank you.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Alice, did you encounter any, as part of these efforts, pregnancy prevention sex education initiatives rolled into some of these reactions to the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade?
So I've been recently reporting on how access to contraception is quite bad in a lot of the country, especially for low-income people. And there are a lot of things Congress and the Biden administration could do to address that that they have not done. Also things states could do that they have not done. And these states that are most likely to ban abortion are seemingly the least likely to take action on making contraception better available.
Jeff, thanks for that call. Alice, a lot of what you wrote about in that piece I mentioned earlier involves states getting ready for people crossing state lines to get abortions. There have been efforts in some states so far, I don't know if they've been successful, to pass bans on exactly that, on people traveling out of the affected state to seek abortion care in other states. Is that something that came up as a concern as you were looking at states that are trying to expand access?
So, yes, and you've seen more progressive states specifically taking actions, you know, in anticipation of those kinds of efforts. And so you've seen California, for instance, and Connecticut and a few others extending legal protections in the event that another state, either the state itself or individual private parties, try to sort of reach across state borders and bring charges against people. So we haven't actually had any state successfully pass such a policy to try to ban travel or allow that kind of prosecution across state lines. But it's definitely of a high concern given that so many people are already traveling. I think what is happening in Texas is a very fair preview of what we are likely to see in a lot of the country, where lots and lots of people are leaving the state for the procedure because of the ban that's in place now.
And briefly, a lot of the people from Texas had been going, I understand, to Oklahoma. Now there's the new Oklahoma law coming into effect. Looking at your map, how far are people potentially going to have to travel if they want to go to another state to seek an abortion?
Right. So, you know, you're really seeing a spillover effect because Oklahoma was the place that Texas patients were going to most. And now that is going to be cut off. And so it'll just ripple further and further out, which is why I've been reporting on concerns that the abortion clinics in the states that maintain access are set to be overwhelmed unless they take steps now to expand their workforce, provide training, and sort of be ready to handle the patient load that could be coming.
Alice, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Alice Miranda Olstein is a healthcare reporter for Politico covering the Capitol Hill beat. She talked to us about legislation in some blue states aimed at increasing access to abortion.